So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel explained how to evaluate compensation for pain. We assess how much one would charge to agree to undergo such pain. The Gemara asks, how do we evaluate pain that accompanies a permanent injury? As Rashi explains, since he has already compensated him for undergoing the amputation, which includes the accompanying pain. The Gemara answers, we evaluate how much someone who is convicted by the authorities would pay to have his hand amputated with a potion instead of it being severed with a sword. The Mishnah continues, Haripui, how do we calculate the cost of healing? He must pay for a doctor to heal him. Alabait smachim, if he develops sores. Immach masamaka chayiv, shleimach masamaka potter. If they are a direct result of the injury, he must pay to heal them, but if not, he is exempt. The Gemara cites three opinions regarding Shabbos, his loss of income while recovering from the sores. The Tanakhama holds that he is also obligated to pay him for his loss of income because maka nitna la'agad. The nizik may bind the wound to relieve the pain, even though it might cause sores. Therefore, the mazik is liable for both ripui and Shabbos of the sores. However, Behuda maintains he is not liable for the loss of income because maka lo nitna la'agad. The nizik may not bind the wound to relieve the pain because it might cause sores. Therefore, the mazik would theoretically not be liable for neither ripui nor shevis of the sores. However, ripui de tona bekra mechayev. Shevet de lo tona bekra le mechayev. The repetitious phrase, verape yurape, holds him liable for healing the sores. But the mazik is exempt for shevis that occurs as a result of the actions of the nizik. Alternately, the Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. Lekuli alma maka nitna le'agad. All agree that the nizig may bind the wound, but not excessively. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, the mazik is liable for both, because the repetitious phrase verapi yirapi includes even such cases, and the pasuk compares the obligations of ripui and shevis. Therefore, he's liable for both. However, Behuda maintains he's exempt from shevis because ma'ite kra rak. The exclusionary term rak specifically exempts shevis in such a case. A third opinion, Chacham Aymrim, Shiftai V'Rifu Asai. The Mazik is exempt from both, because the Pasik groups the payment for lost income and healing together to teach, Kol Shechayv B'Sheves Chayv B'Ripui, V'She'en Chayv B'Sheves In Chayv B'Ripui. One is only liable for Ripui if he's liable for Sheves, and since in this case he's exempt from Sheves, he's also exempt from Ripui. According to the Chacham, we must say that the repetitious phrase, V'Rapi Yerapi, teaches us, Mikan Shenitin Rishus L'Rofei. A physician may heal the sick, as Rashi explains, this does not contravene the will of Hashem who caused him to become ill in the first place. The Gemara now establishes the precise obligation of ripui. The assailant cannot say, I will heal you personally, because the victim can claim, Damas alai ka'arya arva, I don't trust you. He also may not say, Maisina asi de mogin b'mogin, I will bring you a doctor who will heal you for free, because the victim can claim, Asida de mogin b'mogin, mogin shava. A doctor who heals for nothing is worth nothing. He also may not say, Maisina loch asi rechika, I'll bring a doctor from afar who will give me a discount, because the victim can claim, Asi rechika eina avira. He will not care for me properly, since he will then leave the area and his reputation will not suffer regardless of the outcome. The victim cannot demand, Havli lididi v'ano masina nafshoi, pay me directly and I'll heal myself. Because the assailant can claim, Pashat benafshach, v'shaklis minoi tfei. You'll not be careful and will overspend on the expenses. Furthermore, even if he says, Kutzli cuts, let's agree to a set price, the assailant can claim, Kol shekin de b'shat benafshach, v'karali shar hamazik. If you run out of funds and do not heal yourself, people will disparage me. The Gemara cites a braisa. All four forms of compensation are paid even if he is also paying for an actual injury. As the pasuk says, Petza tachas patza, leitin tzar b'makom nezik. He must compensate for the pain even when paying for the injury. And Tosfos Daf Chavav explains that the other forms of compensation are derived from tzar. The Gemara cites an alternate source for this halacha. V'rapi yirapi, leitin refu b'makom nezik. He must compensate for the healing expenses even when paying for the injury. And the other forms of compensation are derived from ripui. The Gemara points out that we derive three separate halachas from the pasuk v'rapi yirapi. The repetitious phrase teaches us, Shenitin Rishus L'Reifa L'Rapis, a doctor may heal. However, the pasuk could have said, V'Reifa Y'Rapi, the doctor may heal. Therefore, the dual instructive expression, V'Rapi Y'Rapi, teaches us, he must pay to heal sores that developed as a result of the injury. However, the pasuk could have said, V'rapi rapi or yirapi yirapi. Therefore, the change in expression teaches us, Litin refuah b'makom nezik, he must compensate for the healing expenses even when paying for the injury. The Gemara earlier discussed tsar shalei b'makom nezik, pain that is not accompanied by damage. The Gemara now explains how one incurs the other forms of compensation, shaloi b'makom nezik, without inflicting real injury. Tsar kavoy al tziparnai, he caused him pain by burning him on his fingernail. Ripui, davakoyev le midi, v'solik aisi le samacharifa v'achver lebistre. He applied an ointment to alleviate pain, which whitened a patch of skin. The tzorch lo aisi v'le samo lo inkute gavne lebistre. And he now needs to provide for another ointment to restore his skin to its normal color. Sheves, the hadke b'indurne uvatle. He caused him a loss of income by locking him into a room. Baishas, the drukle ba'ape. He humiliated him by spitting in his face. The Mishnah earlier explained Sheves, ro'yinai siki'ilu hushay mekishuin. He pays him the wages of a watchman of cucumbers. The Braisa qualifies this statement. Kites yadoi ro'yinai siki'ilu hushay mekishuin. If he cut off his hand, he can indeed guard vegetables. However, shiber es ragloi, ro'yin es sekiilu hu shemer es ha-pesach. If he broke his foot, he cannot walk around the garden. And so he is only compensated for the lower wages of a door watchman. Furthermore, simes einai, ro'yin es sekiilu hu matchin b'rechaim. If he blinded him and he cannot serve as a watchman at all, he only pays him the wages of someone who grinds at the millstone. The Braisa concludes, Chirshoi Nisnoi Demei Kuloi. If he deafened him, he pays his entire worth because he cannot earn any wages at all. The Gemara inquires, Sheves had Paichsa Sei Bedamim, Kagoin Sheiko Al Yodai, Vitsamsa Yodai Beseif Al Achzer. If he was injured in a way in which, in addition to a loss of employment, he also decreased in temporarily because of the loss of the use of his hand while healing, does he also pay for Nezik damages? Perhaps he's exempt because he will regain full use of his hand. Or he is liable because right now his value is decreased. The Gemara cites two opinions. Abaya Amar, he pays the value of the hand and the loss of income. Rava Amar, he only pays Sheves, but not the value of the hand.